into his hand. Maybe there were more important things. However, these short articles, they give us the right outlook at Balasulam's perspective, how he sees reality, how he looks at it, how he relates to the world from his spiritual height, the way he wants to come down to our corporeal state and explain to us here all of the things. And this is what we're studying. First and foremost with you over the recent time, that out of all of these conversations that we are having here, each morning lesson, I hope that you bit by bit are gathering the right perspective, a more correct outlook, more truthful outlook at the world, at people, at our role, at the Creator, at our attitude, history, geography, everything that is happening, that all of these things in the end need to bring us to the correct perception of reality. So, today, therefore, according to our plan, we have reached this short article, The Inheritance of the Land. Go ahead and ask as much as you want. However, think so that the question should be close to the topic. Go ahead, please.
Writings of Baal Sulam, Inheritance of the Land. Israel will not return to their land until they are all in one bundle. Our sages said, quote, Israel will not be redeemed until they are all in one bundle. End quote.
We are all, to begin with, in a state called exile. Exile out of the feeling of the Creator, out of the knowledge of the Creator, or the upper world, the spiritual world. It doesn't matter how you say it. All in all, there are only two states, a state of exile and a state of redemption, a state where the Creator is hidden. And then we exist in this reality, the way that it seems to us, this temporary, transient reality that is changing according to the various laws of nature, forces of nature, and the spiritual reality to which we can ascend. And there already all of the different times, the different definitions are completely different. There we already exist above time, place, movement. And those two states, we now have to study them somehow, and also to learn how do we shift, transition from this world, from the corporeal reality that is captured in our corporeal senses, to us developing spiritual senses in order to bestow. And with these spiritual senses, how do we start to perceive the spiritual world? And even though we exist in our body and we live in this world, the spiritual reality, we can perceive it even at the time that we are here in our corporeal perception of reality, until the corporeal perception of reality will shift, will disappear, and we will all enter the spiritual reality. So, our question is the following. How do we reach redemption? Now, we are in a state where our ego, our will to receive, is holding us only in the perception of this world. And along with that, this will to receive, according to the Creator's plan, is bringing us all kinds of problems and troubles in order to obligate us to want to ascend out of this world, to get out of it, not to stay in it. Because imagine to yourselves, if we would feel good in this reality, we would simply stay in those little desires full of all kinds of small temptations, like little children, and we won't want anything besides that. So, in order for us not to remain like that, but rather in order for us to develop, the Creator awakens all kinds of suffering, problems, troubles that force us to think about a different state. And He also gives us a direction towards that different state by awakening among us egoistic relations, egoistic perceptions, egoistic kinds of development that eventually by themselves bring us to the understanding that we must transcend to a different perception of reality, to a different world, to a reality which is above reason. And the entire change in the perception of reality, shifting from one world to the other, depends on man's perception. Does that person have his own individual perception? And then he accepts the world the way that we accept it, and then it is impossible to feel any other reality with that personal perception. Or the person starts to connect with others, and out of the connection with them, when he is drawn to such connection, he obligates himself to be connected with others. Then accordingly, he reaches a perception of reality which is through the connection. When he starts to think about how is it good for the group, for the ten, or even for the whole of humanity. However, he already starts to identify with others outside of himself. Then, out of identifying with them, he starts to feel as though through them is accepting the perception of reality, how the perception of reality should appear in everyone. And that is already a spiritual perception of reality, because he's rising above his ego, called the will to receive, or goof, body, to a different perception in a common desire between him and the others, which is called neshama, soul. And this is how he receives a new perception of reality. Therefore, transitioning from the physical, corporeal perception to a spiritual perception means transitioning from the personal individual perception of the person to a perception where that the person starts to feel when he is in a group perception or general collective perception. Time, so we'll go to... Yes, Dudi?
Before the redemption and the collective spiritual sensation, how do we feel the exile, the opposite of that state? How do we come to feel the need for it?
Well, we feel the need for it. Well, there are two things in it. We, as a result of the shattering of the general soul called Adam, that when that system was shattered, a single desire that felt a single upper force, that we fall into a feeling that we are all broken, and each one only feels himself, and he feels the others as others, and even that they're actually hindering him, or maybe that he wants to profit through them, meaning that they have a feeling, an attitude between them, not that they're all connected together as one body, but rather that they are opposite each other, they hate each other, and out of that we feel our life in this world. Out of all of this, we start to feel how much we are under pressures, problems, troubles, that each one of us feels threatened by his environment. Therefore, we start to think, how can we make our life better?
Сказали вы сейчас, что мы должны построить клей, который будет чувствовать я не я.
So you just said that we have to build a vessel where I don't feel the self, the I, but rather the us. So what's the difference between a vessel that feels only the self and the vessel that feels the state of we, us?
Well, that's already in the feeling that we are reaching a connection between us and we feel ourselves on a certain degree, not in our entire desire, but at least in some of our desires, we can depict ourselves as being in a single desire, a common desire, then already by this we can feel inside this common desire, which is above the individual ego of each and every one, we can feel a single force that through the desires that we connect, we obligate him to also appear as a single force that is filling up those desires. And this is how the revelation of the Creator to the created beings occurs.
It's my feeling or our feeling?
First, it has to appear as a personal feeling to a person who is making an effort to feel this way, that he is truly in a single desire with the friends. This is why we build tents and we try to get closer to each other. We have in that ups and downs. Each time the states are replaced, each time they add desires to us, and we also have to add our own exertion and the feeling of the fall and the ascent in all of these states become greater and greater.
Rav, buongiorno. Rav, innanzitutto grazie per questa spiegazione bellissima del Agat, ossia di quella parte di noi, di Israele.
First of all, thank you very much for this wonderful explanation regarding our part where Israel comes out of that vessel. And so accordingly, I want to ask, in that state where we discover the new feeling of humanity, how can we develop these senses despite us being in corporeality?
Only through connection between us. In corporeality, when we are connected, as much as we are connected in the ten, as much as we try to cancel the emotional barriers, boundaries between us, towards the Creator, towards the perception of reality, by that we acquire the new senses. And those senses are on the line, the boundary between us. And if we cancel the boundaries, so each one was in his own ego, but if we cancel the boundaries out of the gaps that were between us, the barriers that were between us, the spiritual kelim are built. Corporeality exists in each one, but spirituality exists in the connection between us, in the barriers between us.
Nikolai in Sochi.
What does it mean to feel a collective, a common reality? I still feel everything in me. It's my own perception. What does it mean to feel what's outside of me?
If I grasp reality not through my individual personal ego, but rather instead of my ego, I start to feel the group, that we have here some new desire that includes foreign different desires, and they, all of them, can connect into a single desire through the reforming light. It's not that I do it by myself. I'm asking of the Creator to connect me with the others. I, by myself, cannot do it. So, when I ask and the Creator connects me with others, instead of my own previous desire, I get a new perception. And in it, I feel a new reality, which is called faith above reason.
that
I start to feel reality in the force of bestowal that comes out of me in Or Chozer, reflected light, in the inclination outwards. And this way I feel a reality that does not exist in our perception, which is the three axes and times and according to the sun and the moon and all kinds of other things related to our corporeal physical reality, but rather I start to shift to vessels of new vessels of perception. Perception. You need to feel it, and then you will see that it is different. Pity.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот когда ты переходишь к этому ощущению мы в десятке, когда ты
раскрываешь when you transition to the feeling of us in the ten, you dissolve into the desires of the friends. So what is that addition of the spiritual world that you discover?
Well, it's impossible to explain it, but then you will realize that it is a new perception. It is a true one. That it is indeed true. That it is what exists. And we exist only in some imaginary perception. This is why our world is called that. It is called an imaginary world. We depict it with our corporeal senses. And this is what we want to feel inside of us. When we pull the perception into us, it is not a perception that truly exists. It does not exist. It only exists in our imagination. This is why it says that when we rise from the corporeal perception to the spiritual perception, we feel that we were as dreamers. And now we are as in a dream, and we need to wake up.
Ну вот, есть... Ну вот есть как бы ощущение желания каждого товарища в десятке, да, когда ты их связываешь.
There's
тут есть добавка за счет этого.
The sensation of the desire of each one in the ten, and when you tie them together, there is some addition to that sum.
No, it's not that when we connect these things, we're gathering our desires into a single desire. It's that when we connect, each one of us annuls, cancels his desire towards others. This is something altogether different. If you connect all of these desires just like that, then you get a gang of criminals or a group of soldiers or, I don't know, they have a single strong desire. That's not how it is. Here it is through the annulment of each one annulling his desire before the others. So then you all annul and annul and annul before the others, and in the end, by that, you're building a new place that did not exist before. This is a place where we all annul, we all annul our desire, and you seemingly are building a place where your desires do not exist there. It is a vacant place. And then in that vacant place, you can start to discover the Creator. We need to think about it. What is the essence of the desire that the group establishes? Pity 6.
רציתי לשאול, הגלות, על מה היא בדיוק?
I wanted to ask, what is the exile about exactly?
The exile is when I feel that I want to reach being above my individual desires, to integrate in everyone's desires, which is actually the Creator's desire. That feeling that I'm longing for it, it is called the feeling of the exile. All of the other things, that's not exile. I just want to replace one thing with another.
So for one in whom the point in the heart awakened, the exile is him being buried in his own desires instead of being immersed in the desire to bestow on the Creator. Can we say that?
I would say the following. If a person does not long to annul himself before the group, then he's still not knowing what is exile and redemption. A person who starts to long to annul himself before the desire of the group, to integrate there, to be included there as though he does not exist, that is considered that he already feels that he is in exile and he wants to reach redemption.
And when we look at humanity, how is humanity in exile?
They don't feel that they are in exile, therefore they are not in exile. They exist in their corporeal desires to receive, called the animate level, the degree of the beast. And this is how they live, and this is what they are, how they are taking care of themselves. They have nothing beyond that. We want to take care. We want to live in the animate, on the animate level, to the level that it gives us sustenance only. And with all of the other means, we wish to reach the degree of the speaking, meaning the knowledge of godliness, and to exist in that place, in that realm, in that same state as godliness, to be with Him in such relations of I to my beloved and my beloved to me. Recently, something is not working.
Item 2. We must understand how Israel's unity pertains to redemption.
This means this part that feels the necessity for the revelation of the Creator, and out of that they learn that this is possible to do only through connection between them. The egoistic desires should concede themselves a little bit and connect to a certain measure together between them. Then in them the Creator will be revealed according to how much they oppose connection and how much they nevertheless push themselves towards connection. According to this tension between these two states, they create a state in which the Creator can be revealed. The state that they don't want to connect, it's called oviyut, coarseness, and the state where they nevertheless attain connection above it is called purity. And so according to these two states, together, they create a state where the Creator can be revealed, as if between light and darkness. And this is how they advance. Therefore, we're talking about these states in and out of themselves.
What is the feeling of exile in the person?
The feeling of exile means the lack of the presence of the Creator in the person.
Maybe in simpler words,
there are no simpler words. The lack of the presence of the Creator, that the person feels that the Creator does not exist in his life. He wants to know, to feel, to understand, to be in contact with Him. This is called the feeling of the exile. Chaver.
Рава, как понять выражение, что Творец сказал Аврааму?
How can we understand what the Creator told Abraham?
The revelation of the Creator to the created being, where a person begins to feel, understand, what you now think, what you now feel. It's the Creator saying this to you. But from where do you receive this feeling? From the upper light that influences you, even if you don't know it or understand it. So there is a connection to the Creator, to that upper light which manipulates everything from atoms to plants and animals and people. Yes? So there is a connection. All those creatures don't feel who they're connected to, so it seems to them that they exist as a thing unto itself, and it's them who manipulate and do everything. And there are people who have gained consciousness, who understand how the Creator manipulates everything for them. Cells, atoms, thoughts and desires, and there's nothing else besides him, really, as the Creator does everything. And what the person is left with is only to feel that it's all done by the Creator. And that's the state we need to reach. Where in all our emotions, all states, all myself, everything that I am and everything around me, it's all operated by one single force.
Africa.
Our question is, at every point in time, we're revealing the Creator in one way or the other. So, by what vessels do we measure exile and redemption?
In
our vessels, in our will to receive, to the extent that it is corrected in order to bestow or not. We have nothing but for the will to receive, and the Creator has nothing but for the will to bestow. It's only these two forces, through various interactions between them, those are the only thing that exist in reality.
Right, Pesach 6. I heard you say that during the exile, the person acquires a greater desire to emerge out of his desires. What is special about this desire of wanting to come out of my desires so that eventually it brings one to redemption? What is this desire?
I begin to feel the evil in the will to receive for oneself.
But what is special about this desire qualitatively? What is it?
I discover that thinking about myself is a terrible thing. I begin to gain appreciation in order to bestow a new appreciation.
And this is not considered in order to receive. The fact that I discovered that I want to get out of in order to receive, is that not considered in order to receive?
No.
Is this what is called a desire to bestow, the intention to bestow? I simply don't understand. What is this desire? What is this new beast?
The will to bestow is the Creator. For us, it's only the intention to bestow.
Rehovot.
Rav, what is the difference between the feeling of exile and the recognition of evil?
The feeling of exile is where you're suffering greatly from the fact that you have the will to receive controlling you, ruling over you, and you cannot do anything about it. It shows you how it dictates to you all the states that you must go through, that you must... things that you must do, and that suffering you feel, that's the feeling of the rule of Pharaoh. And from that state, you begin to operate differently.
Petah Tikva
34.
Good morning. Please tell me on what depends the critical mass so that the whole of Israel would discover the first degree of spirituality.
Kiev. To the extent that they connect together. Kiev 1.
Hello,
Rav. Earlier you said that we work in the 10 and we have to emerge out of our desires to receive and create a place which is vacant of them. So that empty place, is that the will to bestow, or should we perform further actions in order to reach the will to bestow? What is this vacant place, vacant of the will to receive?
The empty place that we need to create, to generate, it's where we perform a restriction over our thoughts, actions, and intentions to receive, we need to restrict everything one wants to do for himself, not to receive anything there. And the thoughts and desires that we restricted, to there we need to bring intentions which are in order to bestow, to ask the Creator to give that to us. Everything is done within the will, but the question is what governs the will? If there's nothing, then it's an empty desire, empty will, or it can be in order to bestow or in order to... All right, Dudi, where are we?
We are continuing this article, The Inheritance of the Land, in item 4. We should understand the whole matter of this creation in which man suffers so. What is it for? Would he not delight his creations without all this?
Well, that's a question that we ask oftentimes. Couldn't the Creator make the world in the state of infinity, and we're in and so, and everything is fine, great? No, it cannot be. Of course, you can say that, yes, the Creator can do anything. Why didn't he do it? But we don't understand these things. Rather, we need to look at it from our reality. If the Creator is the limitless, boundless force of bestowal, why didn't he create us in the state of the end of correction already? Here, the matter is that he cannot create us in the state of the end of correction, because we need to integrate the lacks, we need to integrate lacks in such a way where later, in all these lacks, we will feel pleasure and fulfillment. So there's no alternative. We have to go through the four stages of exile, all of them, the states of Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, from the Shoresh, the root, which is the upper force. And then, in a gradual manner, we need to integrate the vessels of bestowal with the vessels of the vessels of reception with the vessels of bestowal, to go through the shattering, and from that to discover new vessels, the vessels of our corrections that we go through, and to the extent that we correct these vessels, we can draw fulfillment into them. And to do that all by ourselves, with our effort, through our request, and through all these states, we are always in contact with the upper force, because we cannot do anything alone. Everything is accomplished by us calling him, connecting to him, asking of him, thanking him. And so, with such reciprocal actions, we scrub the will to receive he created. We remove from it the intention in order to receive. And instead of that, we bring the intention in order to bestow. And then we fill these vessels up with the revelation of the Creator to the created beings, and so we reach the end of correction. So, all these actions are simply between the will to receive and the will to bestow, or more correctly, the intention in order to receive and the intention in order to bestow. And that is what we all need to accomplish right now, together.
As,
well, so
New York fall.
We can accept everything that Bala Sulam writes to us. However, when we look at the size of the universe, we're smaller than a grain of sand. So how does something so small affect something, some system that's so big?
I don't
understand you exactly. What does the size of the universe, how does it relate? This universe has nothing to do with spirituality. There is not even a single dot, even a single point that it takes up in spirituality. It takes no space, because space in spirituality isn't like space in corporeality. This corporeality doesn't exist. This world that we feel, where we feel ourselves to exist, and this world, distances, stars, galaxies, all of that, whatever you say, it doesn't exist. It exists only in our perception, as now we are all of us unconscious. And in that state of unconsciousness, we have such imaginations, like dreams. We were as dreamers, it's written. Where we, when we awaken from the exile, we understand that it was a dream. And in the dream, we feel as though we live here on this earth with galaxies and endless, great, endless universe. But what we feel, what we now go through, there is no such reality. It's like a dream. You dreamt it and was there anything real to it? No. It's just electrical phenomena in your brain, which is half disconnected or 99% disconnected during sleep. And it's the same thing with our lives. We are disconnected. We are severed from the true life. We are as dreamers in a dream. And so our whole life, there is nothing real in it other than the opportunity to awaken and to rise above this perception and this dream. That is what we can do. The opportunity is offered. But to accept this whole life as something real, no. Let that go. There's nothing in this, in what you see. And what you see is all a dream. As it is written, we were as dreamers. When we return to the true reality, then everyone says, yes, we were dreaming. And there's no connection for us now with what was before. It was a dream, right? An imagination.
Sì, Rab, attaccarsi alla verità richiede una grande spinta.
Rab, attaching to the truth, staying with the truth, it requires great efforts. And the ten seems as something very small in relation to the world kli. Where is this vector? Where should we focus our efforts so that we can borrow these forces?
Our work isn't hard. If we perceive it correctly, it's simply all about the connection in your own personal ten. If you achieve that, if you try to come to the group where we all see one goal, we all see one means, and we work in that direction, you will see. You don't have to be connected to each other like this, you know, face to face. Rather, we have a single goal. Let us all try to direct ourselves to it. We have the means by which to reach it. We can do, yes, we can perform all sorts of actions together, but always for that single purpose. Imagine the Creator as the goal and not the friend. It's much more difficult with the friend. It's really face-to-face work. But if the Creator is between us, it's a little different. You invoke power from Him, and He begins to tie you together and all in all, that's our work. Try, all of you, to take the articles of Rabash and to every day try to implement another article from his writings about this.
A question of a student from the internet, in continuation to what you said about, you know, in the things we have to do in the turn to Rabash's articles. He says, we are trying to actually implement your advice of every day going over Rabash's articles in the society. Should we just read the article and talk about it, or practically should we take some principle and actually try to implement it in practice?
I don't know how to answer this. Why should I read the article if I'm not trying to implement it? Tell me, what am I doing by reading an article and it just passing by my ear?
Huh?
I don't know. There are such people who go to school, they're in school for 10 years and they go out of there as if they never were there. It all passed them by. So do you want it to be the same for you here, studying the wisdom of Kabbalah? The wisdom of Kabbalah is practical learning. Whatever you learn, you have to implement. Our lives are arranged in such a way where our lives are arranged in such a way where we have to learn only a few hours a day, and the rest of our time we need to implement, to apply the teachings in practice between us. And if you don't do it in the time you have between the lessons, then it's as if you all didn't get anything from the lesson. Every day, I give all of you, I release to you another part of the method of correction. Do you implement it later between you or don't you? That is up to you. But I do what's up to me. I do my part, and if you implement it, then you advance, and if you don't, then you are behind.
Implementation, Rav, should be that the 10 scrutinizes the principle, and according to how they understand the principle together, this is how they implement it.
Is it not according to its understanding? It's according to someone else's understanding. I don't understand these questions. Just listen to what you're all asking. Do we need to implement what the teacher tells us according to our understanding, or according to what some other group understands?
One's rewards.
Meaning that the sorrow is crucial, mandatory, as part of a vessel which is ready to receive the fulfillment. So why did the Creator create the vessel in such a way where I must want, and this want has to be felt in me as sorrow, as suffering, pain? And then I can receive the fulfillment and feel flavors in it and pleasures. What connection is there between the feeling of sorrow and the pleasure that comes later? Why does it have to be this way? The Creator, who is omnipotent and so good, benevolent, couldn't He have created creation in a way where we don't suffer before receiving the good, handsome reward? So what does He say again?
Again, item 6. Now we can understand the words of Ben Hey Hey in the Mishnah Avot, which says, according to the sorrow, so is the reward.
that according to the feeling of sorrow, you have a reward.
This means that the reward is measured by the amount of sorrow
that you feel before you receive the reward. And the more sorrowful you are, the more you feel the reward later. Ask.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот я то, что мы говорили,
SD Rav,
просить за товарищей, как бы себя сократить.
According to what we said today, I try to ask for the friends, restrict myself, reach that point of restriction, and let's say that I feel the friends very lack. So why do I need some additional reward called the revelation of the Creator? It sounds like some egoistic thing that is received in me.
I understand you, and indeed it sometimes is revealed that way, where we feel how good we feel when we connect together, and we think that this is enough. Why do we need the Creator, and we don't have any great lack for it? Through the wisdom of Kabbalah, we study a bit, we reach a connection between us, and we have the society between us, we have connection, we hold meals. Let's hope soon we will have the meals together again, congresses, all sorts of things. Why is it bad? We have study, we have songs, we can help each other, assist each other in various ways. Why do we need to attain the Creator? For what? So that comes on the way, where we settle for the group, the feeling of the group, of the connection between us, but that is not the goal. And so from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, meaning that a person has to reach, to come from his egoistic state to a state where he connects to the group, and from the group he needs to reach a connection with the Creator. The group itself cannot give you anything but for some small sense of limited confidence on the egoistic level alone. Of course, it's like a gang of criminals, like a soccer team or something like that, but that's not a group that is affiliated to, that is connected to the whole of reality, that has something to do with the purpose of life. And so that is insufficient, ultimately. You need to discover and to work on it. It doesn't just come. To work on how you feel that you lack the Creator in the group. And that attests to how you're advancing correctly. But now you have a problem, which is how to develop a lack for the revelation of the upper force in the ten.
Но нам не хватает Творца, и Он нам нужен, потому что мы Его любим, и мы хотим Ему
наслаждаться этим. We don't miss Him. We need Him, not because we want to get pleasure.
Okay, here is the question. Can we exist at all in our ten, and we don't need the Creator at all? But we have our life all set, all organized between us, and we build some kind of communism there upon the planet. Or we want to discover the Creator because we think that by that we can exist only with a correct contact with the upper force that will arrange this communism for us. And then we want Him too to be with us in order to receive. Or we treat the group in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator, meaning we exist in order to bestow. There are a few opportunities here. And we need between us to scrutinize what is the connection between them. Yes.
This means that we need ultimately to get the pleasure from the Creator for Him. And we want to love Him, to give Him the opportunity to do that.
We need to reach a state to connect to the Creator with love and to fulfill Him with our love. Meaning, to fulfill Him with our love means to give Him the opportunity to fulfill us.
And this happens above the Tzimtzum, right?
It's all through the Tzimtzum, Masach, returning light, and then there starts to be a connection to the Creator and all the different degrees that we learn about in the study of the Ten Sefirot. But this is after we have a connection and a Masach. And then we can understand something from the study of the Ten Sefirot. Otherwise, it would be just a study that we have no understanding in Bulgaria.
Rav,
אני שומע את עצמי פעמיים. Rav, אם אנחנו...
I hear an echo. Okay, Rav, if we should feel the deficiencies of the world and to raise them to the Creator, does that mean that we should somehow turn them inside to desires in order to bestow and only then to raise it to make this connection? Or it's a simple request from the Creator to fulfill the desire of another person? Or is there an internal action we should do to process the desire? First,
I look at a mother that holds her baby, and the baby is having this cry, this response. Something doesn't feel good to him, or something. But the mother understands, and she wants to pass something in return to him, and I see that she truly understands him. The nations of the world, what do they want? They themselves don't know, is it good, isn't it good, is it for their benefit or not? That's why their desires don't reach the Creator. But we need to collect from them, from love to them, from connection to them, we need to collect their deficiencies, to process them to spiritual desires on our level, to raise them to the degree of the Creator, to receive from these deficiencies of the nations of the world that we've lost, to receive from them fulfillment, mad, and to lower down to them this mud in such a way so that they'll receive maybe what they want, but it will be in this wrapping of ours. And then, by receiving fulfillment, they will grow spiritually.
Amen.
You understand? And they won't stay like they are themselves. The fulfillment that we pass on to them has returning light. They have this wrapping. And when they swallow what they want, they also receive some kind of flavor, some kind of spiritual essence. And that is how they change and grow in spirituality. That is why their fulfillment comes through us. And to the extent that we are in connection also to the Creator and to the nations of the world, by that we start working in both directions. That is the role called Israel.
Thank you, Rav. This processing of this corporeal or undiscerned desire that the nations of the world have, we haven't learned how to do that, right? Or is there a rule?
We haven't learned yet. We don't feel. It needs to come from our heart so that you'll have a heart like that same mother that feels her baby. If you have that, then you'll be able to do it. You can't learn this theoretically. only through emotional participation. Okay, Dudi.
We're in item 7. With above said, we can thoroughly understand that all the sorrow and labor that have been prepared in the world are to provide the kli to receive the good reward through labor in Torah and mitzvot. Thus, naturally, the greater one's sorrow in Torah and mitzvot, the greater is one's kli. Naturally, he can receive a greater reward.
Meaning, the reception of the reward depends on the sensation of the deficiency, for the deficiency that is processed, that receives a correct form, according to the form of fulfillment. Again. It is clear that all of the sorrow and exertion prepared to the world to find the kli to receive fulfillment in exertion of Torah mitzvot, and it's clear that his sorrow in Torah mitzvot is that he has a greater kli, and nevertheless he is willing to receive a greater reward. Meaning, it's not that we're just suffering, meaning a fool sitting with his arms folded and eating his own flesh. From that, there is no fulfillment. There is no reward from a person just suffering. There are those that feel that through suffering, they might have some kind of reward, some kind of special fulfillment. That is a lie. That the kli that we build for this great reward to give the Creator the ability to fulfill us is a special kli. It is sorrow, but sorrow from lack of the revelation of the Creator. It's lack of our ability to bestow. That is the sorrow. And that is the sorrow of divinity. And not that people are just suffering. There is no reward there, nothing. It's just the body suffering, because that's what it was created for. There is no reward for just sufferings, but only for sufferings that a person experiences in order to reach bestowal. That is called sufferings of love.
Barur.
Tenemos dos preguntas en respetado rap. La primera es, ¿podría decirnos qué es emuná en el grupo?
What is faith in the group?
Faith is the force of bestowal, the intention in order to bestow. That's called faith. It's the force of bina. It's above the will to receive that we want to give to bestow. That's called the force of faith. So please try and develop this in the group. And if you can't, then ask of the Creator to give this to you. If I want to determine that the Creator is dominating me and directing me in my actions, that the Creator will be in control of me, that is considered that I yearn for faith above reason. The fact that I have reason, that's my desire, and there's a desire of the Creator to love, to give, only to know that this desire will be in control above my desire. That's called faith above reason.
Are there Torah and mitzvot in Egypt, in exile?
Of course, all of the actions that we need to do between us in order to reach connection, in order to reach mutual love, in order to reach support, all the actions that we're doing, that we want to do that way, they are considered mitzvot, commandments, in Egypt. You can also put it otherwise, until I won't have the intention in order to bestow, then every action that I do is in order to receive. But if I want to reach bestowal and I can't, then that is considered the people of Israel that are in the exile of Egypt under the dominance of Pharaoh, wants to do actions in order to bestow, then accordingly you should tell me, are you in Egypt or are you even before Egypt? In Egypt is a person that wants to work in order to bestow, to connection with others, to love, but is not yet capable. That is considered that the Pharaoh holds on to him and doesn't let him. Doesn't let him do it that way in order to bestow. That is considered that a person is in the exile of Egypt. And accordingly, he feels that he's in exile, that he wants to be in redemption. He wants to be in bestowal to everyone and to the Creator, but he's not capable. That's the difference between Egypt and Israel, and even before Egypt. Before Egypt, he doesn't understand where he is. In Egypt, he knows that he is in the will to receive, although he wants to reach bestowal. To the extent that he is in the will to receive, but wants to reach bestowal, to that extent he feels the exile of Egypt.
So how do we reach this state called Egypt? Is that constantly when a person is yearning to be in order to bestow and can't?
Until you're exploding and you're willing to do everything in order to escape there. Yes.
This sounds a very high state when a person wishes to...
Good. Okay. We wish for this.
And what comes before Egypt?
Before Egypt, the person doesn't feel that he's in exile. He lives fine. He doesn't need in order to bestow.
So how can you develop such a desire that is always with a deficiency in order to bestow without being capable to bestow?
For connection, by drawing the light that reforms, that's what happened in the sons of Yaakov, that's why they went to Egypt. That they didn't want to unite through Joseph, that they wanted to collect them and bring them to a single group.
Thank you.
It's not that they didn't want it, but there was no choice. Yosef connected to the Malchut, Yesod and Malchut, and then they entered the dominance of the Malchut, which is the dominance of Pharaoh. Holland 1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, perhaps you just answered the question by Niv, but just to check, would you say it's correct when there's faith in the Creator that it's good for us to evoke the exile, to be in order to pray to the Creator?
Everything we can do in the connection between us, if we try through the connection between us to make it as high as possible, to make it sublime, then accordingly, of course, we'll pray more, we'll ask for more, each one will give up towards the others. It all depends on the connection between us. In the connection between us, we are building all of the states. from Babylon to Egypt to the land of Israel to exile, everything. It's all built on the connection between us.
Moscow 1.
Раф, вопрос от товарища. Скажите, почему статья называется «Наследование»? Что это значит?
Раф, a question by a friend. Why is this called inheritance?
Inheritance of the land means to what extent do we inherit a new desire, receive a new desire that is in order to bestow? That's what the question on about Abraham was. How did they come from the state of Babylon to a state of Israel? Babylon is considered that they have nothing. And Israel is that they're all aimed towards attaining the Creator, bestowing upon the Creator. From their bestowal. So Abraham asked, how do we reach this state from that state? So the Creator said, there has to be in between, there has to be Egypt. They need to be included with this great desire for themselves, to feel that the desire they have for themselves is small, but they'll receive this large state called Pharaoh that they'll be included in, and then they'll want to escape that state and reach bestowal that is called Israel, the land of Israel. That's why between a state that a person feels nothing in his life, then he'll feel that he has suffering in life. He wants to escape this suffering, and then he'll gradually reach in order to bestow and the good state. All this process.
Previously you said that we're gonna go back to meals and congresses as if we're gonna melt down this frozen state we're in.
No, from this frozen state it will only be to the extent that we'll be able to get together. I hope that we'll be able to get together in large amounts. There'll be difficult states in different ways, but let's say if we have a meal once a week, like we used to do it here for 1,000 people.
No, because you said we're not going back, we're going to the virtual realm, and that's it, it's over.
How does this disturb that once a week to get together?
So you see us coming out of this corona crisis?
I really hope that it will be like that soon. The crisis needs to be internal. It needs to bring us inside a new attitude to life, to society, to the connection between us, to jobs, to the essence of life. That's what I expect as a result of this crisis. But no, Corona doesn't need to do anything other than that. It only needs to show us what this new life you need to now build between each other more and more and more. And social distancing, but inner closeness.
So if you can be exact here, what kind of scar does this corona leave in us? We're going back to routine?
We're not going back to routine. We're not going back to routine. When you'll see this form of humanity that's going back, it's not going back. They're already in a different state, in a new state.
Opening a new page, I understand.
Right.
In this new page, what's going on? What's happening?
This new page is that we are starting a new form of connection between us. One that isn't competitive as it was before. And, you know, we are getting used to sitting quietly more and more and not to use the planet to take it apart and empty it. That's how it will remain. A new attitude towards life.
Rav.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, in light of what you explained to the friends, will the entire humanity be able to have this metamorphosis of the desire and give up things we all got used to and all the pleasures of life? Because in Egypt there was also this stage, and I don't want to say what happened according to the text, but does it seem to you that humanity will be able to withstand this?
I have no question. If humanity, for Egypt, for anyone, I have a question that all of the creation is a will to receive, and to the extent the will to receive feels good or bad, to that extent, these states, they take place. And if the will to receive feels or doesn't feel or wants or doesn't want, that's great nonsense for a will to receive that thinks that way. The will to receive is all in all, as it says, in the exile of Egypt. It's in the under the dominance of Pharaoh. And this dominance determines, is it good, is it bad, does it want this, does it want that? The will to receive in general isn't in Tzimtzum, that above the Tzimtzum he can determine who it is. It is below Tzimtzum. And to the extent that there is more light or less light, to that extent he is either crying or laughing. All in all. And about the will to receive, I don't even ask. I'm just asking, how can we accelerate the influence of the upper light on the will to receive? That's what I'm asking. Because the speed, the pace determines how we'll go through these states. But the will to receive itself, who is it? It's nothing. There's no one to ask. No one has freedom of choice. No, does they have light in their hands that they shine upon themselves and correct themselves? No. So what are we even talking about? Some kind of creature that's like, that has no freedom of choice? Wait. Let him grow. Let him get freedom of choice. To have a masach, to have returning light, and then at least to an extent that is capable, he will determine himself as independent. And then there'll be something to talk about. But in the meanwhile, no one has a name. No one has a place. We don't exist individually. That's what we have.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Yes, Dudi.
If I may ask, we just finished this article about the inheritance of the land. Usually during the day when we meet in the tents, we go over the excerpts, we discuss them on the one hand. On the other hand, yes, you gave us an advice to go through an article by Rabash every day and to realize the social articles. So should we go with the flow of the lesson or should we go over Rabash?
It doesn't matter to me. Most important is that you activate a request to the Creator, a prayer to the Creator, what we all want to ask for. Care for us, let us advance towards you.